they bring you our Community Connection this morning. Also, First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors. Opportunity for me to check in with Bartlesville Superintendent of Schools, Chuck McCauley. And let's see, the school year is off and running. So far, you're doing well, and we've got high school football coming up Friday night.
We do. We're off and running, literally. Yeah. Obviously, we're real excited still from the results of our bond issue from last month, and the overwhelming community support, and so proud.
Yeah.
So proud of our communities for supporting our schools and what that'll do for our kids. And so that's been exciting. And you're right, this is homecoming week,
yeah.
Which is always fun. Got a lot going on with that, including, I think we have a great collaboration with Main Street Bartlesville that we have going on. Actually, that's tomorrow night.
Say tomorrow night. Yeah,
we're collaborating with them, and you'll have our parade tomorrow night, and then we're really excited about that. I think we had a great turnout. In the past, they did that at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm.
and so now that they've combined that along with the homecoming parade, really think it's going to be a great event. Really hope people come out and enjoy that.
Yeah, I have to believe that with all the excitement they had kind of starting the season, that will translate and kind of multiply with the homecoming parade and everything else going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've changed the parade route a little bit to mm-hmm. help coincide with that event, and so. With everything that's going on with downtown Bartlesville, we really think it's a great effort, it's a great combined effort, and we think it'll be great for our community.
Well, I think communities large and small take a lot of their identity from the schools. And one of the things that I can see, having worked in several states, is particularly when the schools are doing well in any degree, academically, athletic, at this point it doesn't matter, things do well in the community.
That's right. It's an exciting time to start a school, and obviously, with us, we really feel like, of course, in our community, we have some exciting announcement with the development over at Lowe's,
right.
Going over that area, and our bond issue, the success of that, with over 73% passage of those issues, it's very exciting. We obviously have typical beginning of year stuff too. Now that we have football season and all that comes with it, and. And it's easy to talk to think people just think about football, but our cross country teams, our boys and girls teams this week are both ranked number one in the state.
That's
boys
great.
And girls, our
yeah.
girls are the two-time defending state champions, and our boys are state runner-up last year, and they're both ranked number one in the state. So we're very, very excited about that. I know I got out to see them run. We hosted a meet here a couple of weeks ago over at Madison, and this is not going to slow down anytime soon. We have their junior high programs are outstanding, and so it's really it's a great time to be a Bruin. And we have, of course, with the band, and their first competition is coming up this weekend, and
mm-hmm.
Our volleyball season and softball, they're right in the middle of what they got going on too. So we just found out this week it was announced that we have four national merit semifinalists.
Mm-hmm.
Four seniors. One of those, Jack Williams, helped us with the bond issue.
Yes.
He's been on the radio a time or two.
Yeah.
But Pranoy Bahara, Abigail Hales, Jack, and Melody Brown Clark, those four were just named National Merit semifinalists. So we're very proud of them. They represent us very well. Soon, the way that works, Charlie, in case our listeners aren't familiar, we found out in the spring that we had 9 kids qualify
mm-hmm.
as what would they consider high scores.
Right.
And then you wait to find out what the cutoff is.
Which I think the term is qualifier at that point in time.
That is correct. Yeah, they're considered. And so what we found out now is that these four will go on. They're semifinalists. They'll go on in the competition. And we anticipate an announcement coming soon that we'll have 5 others. Now, they're
commended students.
Yes, exactly right. Their part in the competition is over, but they still will be recognized by national merit, and that'll be coming out soon, those names.
And then sometime in the spring, hopefully, we'll have 4 actual finalists.
Exactly. right. Yeah, and ideally 4 winners of those scholarships too. So it's a great time. We're very excited and very proud of those young people.
I know you're still in your first term as superintendent, but I'm sure there are some days for you that you kind of hearken back to being a school administrator and want to be out there shaking the hands of the students.
Well, I came here, I was at Madison this morning.
Right.
Which is always fun. I try to get into the sites as much as I can to visit with the kids, because that's why we're here. We're here to support what's going on, and they're having a great day over at Madison. Matter of fact, it was a dress-up day, and It was funny because many of the teachers came in dressed up along with the kids, and mm-hmm. so they came up to, of course, to apologize on how they're dressed. I'm like, of course not. We want you to participate. We want you to be involved.
It's entirely appropriate today.
That's exactly right. I was at the high school yesterday, and yesterday was a patriotic day. I can't remember what they have going on today.
It's animal prints.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So that should be an exciting day at Bartlesville High School as well.
Yeah, and so I'm sure will be some wild animal prints going on. homecoming is all, I mean, I don't care when we went to school, it doesn't matter. Homecoming is a highlight of the year for the students, and it's one of those memories that you take with you. You can remember every homecoming game and every parade or however you were involved.
Sure, it's a great time, and you know, we really have, our community has a lot to be proud of with our school, and we really hope our community will continue to support. You know, we have great turnout, you know, which we're very fortunate here. We are in Oklahoma, we're a large school, but we still, you know, we're a one high school town in terms of, so it's really, you know, Friday night's a big deal here, just like when we have other things going on as well. And homecoming's a big part of that process. We really hope our folks will come out. If they haven't been to a game, hope they'll come out and come to a game and support the Bruins on Friday.
Absolutely. Everything looks great this year, and I'm sure that just with all the homecoming festivities that are typical, it'll be, if you go to no other game, homecoming would be the one to go to.
That's right, and we really encourage folks too. You know, tomorrow night downtown, we think that's going to be a great event. I don't remember the numbers last year, but I know it was over 1,000 last year that came out when mm-hmm. they had the preschool. We think it's going to be even larger this year, so we really encourage folks to come out tomorrow. I think from 6 to 8:30, the whole thing. I think the rally is going to be around 7, but there's going to be a parade at 6, followed up by a rally at 7. I believe that's right. So it's going to be a great time to, and two, just for folks, if they haven't seen what all is going on downtown Bartlesville, it'd be a great opportunity just to walk around and see those businesses as well.
Absolutely. Traditionally, the Bartlesville School Board is very involved with what the plans are for the district. They're interested in grade progress on standardized testing, and traditionally, it happens differently each year, but you bring the administrators in to kind of make their reports to the board.
Sure, absolutely. We'll have our middle schools both presented to the board Monday night, Mr. Edson and Mr. Huff from Central, and so they, and ongoing the next few months, we'll have our high school principal will present to the board in October, followed up by our elementary principals. We'll have a couple of time in upcoming months about what's going on. You know, they talk about, obviously, about student achievement. That's one thing that we report on, test scores and how those things are going, but also what other things are going on at the school. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a program that's really neat that started over at Ranch Heights a few years ago called a watchdog program, and it's getting dads involved at school, which has been very successful. Mr. Edson reported at Madison that they're continuing that up at Madison Middle School, and it's also going to Mr. Brown, who was at Kevin Brown was a principal at Ranch Wesleyan Heights. He's now over at he was Wesleyan obviously previously, but he was most recent was at Ranch Heights, and he's now over at Jane Phillips, and he's starting that same program over at Jane Phillips. And so we're excited about the board gets excited to hear those types of things that are going on at our school. So it's a great time.
It is, and I think we're going to hear more about the watchdog program because of the expansion. I think more and more parents are going to see it, and probably we'll have some email and pictures and Facebook posts on that sort of thing.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Some of the other things that the reports to the board, and I want to at least focus on, it's difficult, I think, for the board to wrap their head around test scores when the test is not the same every year, and test scores are it's difficult to compare other than you have to look at something, and that's several good questions from the board.
We want to be real up front with how our kids are doing. You know, the state testing has evolved so much, and obviously that year to year when they make changes with cut scores and those types of things, it's really hard to compare those. However, that's why we also did report our ACT scores, which I think those are something that people it's easily for them to wrap their heads around what those are. You know, our graduating class of 2015. We just received their composite was a 22.4, which we're very, very pleased with their performance, which is right in line with how we've done traditionally with that. And so, but you're right, so state testing, and that's something that's continuing to evolve even this year on what those state tests are going to look like. So obviously we want to set up our kids for success. And we do think there does seem to be a movement in terms of the high school level, in terms of At the statewide level, going more towards an ACT type test, which is something I personally support. I think it's meaningful for kids. I think it's time well spent.
And I think that's a trend that we're seeing across the country. Several states, including one I used to work in, that they have made that their standardized test as far as everybody in the state takes it.
Sure.
And it makes at least a good measuring stick as far as how people are doing.
Sure. And also it's beneficial to the student, you know, whether or not it's obviously you need to have one of those college entrance scores to get into a university. But often, even if you're not going to go to a state school, maybe you need to go to community college, or you just need a score to get started. And so that's why it's meaningful to a kid to have that score, whether it's going to a trade school or whatever avenue they pursue. It's beneficial to them to have that score. And you're right, it is easily to compare those results statewide and also nationwide.
Exactly, because more and more states go to something like that, then it's a standardized measuring stick that you're not only measuring the Oklahoma standard versus the Texas standard versus the New York standard, but it's a common exam that everybody takes.
That's right, because it's hard to compare state-made tests compared from Oklahoma state test to a Texas state test or Kansas or wherever too.
Right.
However, but you're right. That's another advantage of taking that national type test.
Okay, we will continue our time with Chuck McCauley on 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and the students are back in Central, and I know there were still some finishing touches on this and that. The gym floor is ready, and they're using that now, and it's nice to see things actually finishing up.
Yeah, it's really turned out beautiful at Central. There are a couple things that's not finished on the first floor. We have one of our Phillips 66 Innovation Labs is not complete. It's very close, and we have one other room on the first floor, but other than that, everything else has been complete. We're in the gymnasium. It's beautiful. We've probably been using the cafeteria since day one, so very excited to be back in Central.
Yeah, it looks nice both from the exterior and the pictures that I've seen, and the people that took the tour. I think everybody said it was great.
You know, I Central's a beautiful building, you know, just driving by it. I think now the interior matches the exterior, so we're very, very pleased with our community support that allowed us to renovate that really historic, beautiful building, and we're so glad school's back in session at Central.
Yeah. The board took some action on the track replacement going around the football stadium,
right.
And I guess I didn't realize how long that particular surface had been down, but yeah, it's been there for quite a while.
Yes, it's it has been painted and restriped, but the actual surface hasn't been improved in a long time, Charlie.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to do that. Matter of fact, the board approved that on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, it just comes down to, obviously, that's something that we'll do once football season is over. So our goal is to have that done after football season. However, it's really going to depend on the weather. Weather permitting, it has to be a certain temperature before they can lay that surface down. So whenever that weather gets to a point, they will be able to do that after football season. Our hope is, what we'd really like to do, obviously, is to have that done before the start of before second semester, so our kids can use it, obviously, to use that track as well. And kind of the same story, we'll be coming soon. We're in the process of for our tennis courts. We're going to keep our tennis courts where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the high school on the north end of the high school, and where we have five courts. But that'll be a complete, we're going to start over there. We're going to dig those up and build, actually our plan is to have six courts there. And it's in the design process with our architect, but our goal there, we're hoping to have that bid, have our board approve that, and so that we're able to, our kids are able to use those tennis courts before the end of the school year. And obviously that's weather permitting, and we'll just, that's the goal. We may not get there, but that's what we're hoping to be able to do. Very excited about that project as well.
My words, not anything that I remember any particular board member or administrator saying, but I think if you had your first choice, it would be something like right after the last home football game, you need to put reservations in for perfect weather for the next right. 6 weeks.
It'd be really nice right after football season, which our last home game is scheduled right around that Halloween weekend. I think it's October 29th. So it'd be really nice after that time, if it'd be at least 50 degrees for several weeks, that would really be beneficial, especially to that track installation.
Yeah. Speaking of improvements around the district and talking about the results of the bond, you're not using the old Madison building anymore.
That is correct. We're right now still just having the finishing touches of making sure we have everything out of there that we can use and other sites. And so we've gone through the process. We've declared the building surplus months ago. Mm-hmm. We actually took bids on the property, opened bids a couple of weeks ago. I say we opened bids. We did not receive any.
You declared the day that you were going to open bids, but there weren't any.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, too. So currently what's happening is we're going to develop a bid package to raise the building. However,
that's R-A-Z-E, yes. As in to tear down. Use
thank
a razor
you, to
on.
Tear down. That's exactly right, to tear that building down. We have proceeds from a previous bond issue set aside to do that. However, obviously, if someone were to come forward with a great plan for that, and we'd be happy to listen to them, talk to them about if they have a different use of that building. But that's what we're moving forward at this point, because we do have to go through the bidding process, obviously, mm-hmm. To tear down that building.
Yeah.
And the advantage, obviously, to us is, as a district, you know, currently, even, you know, when we own that building, we're responsible to insure it. And if there is some maintenance issues that go on there, those are things that that's over 100,000 square feet that we're responsible for that we really want, what we don't want to be responsible for anymore.
So if somebody wanted to say, well, I don't want the whole building, but I think I can do something with the gym or the cafeteria or name part of the building,
sure,
you would be open to at least hearing what they have to
sure,
say.
Absolutely. Be happy to have a conversation with them. They need to contact me very soon. Because, matter of fact, I did have a couple of notes I received this morning, actually, about probably, I know, something on the front page yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I'd be happy to visit with them, but they need to visit. Because we've been talking about this for a long time now. Yeah. And so we'll hear from them very soon.
336-8600, dial 1, and after that, I don't remember. But
That's exactly right. Send the note, get on the calendar, I'll be happy to visit with them.
Yeah. The website continues to grow and expand and be, I think, relevant for what people are looking for. And I know this is the time of year typically that you want to make sure that parents are signed up with the connection so they can check student grades and that sort of thing.
Sure. That's evolved, obviously, with technology. And I can remember when we started an online grade book, I was actually at the high school years and years ago, where parents first had access to their students' grades. You know, Charlie, I'm thankful that wasn't possible when I was in high school.
Yeah. I felt at the time my parents were extremely nosy, asking for reports every few weeks. But, you know, parents do what parents do.
Sure. And it's really more the older kids get, obviously, in terms of their grades. It's different, obviously, with the elementary level as it would be at the middle school, and especially at the high school level. But they have immediate access as grades are inputted, grades are being input on their kids' student performance, how they do. So that's really the best source of information. Also, it's a good source of communication to touch base with the teacher in terms of if they need to converse further. So that's called PowerSchool, and they mm-hmm. can go through that process on our website.
And then I believe that the app is School Connect as far as if and when we have inclement weather and other things that you want to push out to people that are interested.
Absolutely. There's ways to sign up for that as well. And we don't plan to have that during school, Charlie, just in case you didn't know that.
I'm sorry. mental damage. Excuse me. I'm still hung up on the postseason baseball race.
I understand. But we do, yes, but you're right. We do have the ability folks can sign up for. They can receive if we did have inclement weather or a need to push some information out, they can sign up for whether they'd receive a phone call or text or email.
I say this facetiously, you're scheduling all those days for during Christmas vacation.
That's exactly right. Spring break's fine.
Yeah. That's right. Volunteers are always needed in school, and I doubt that this year is any different.
Of course not. We would be happy to. We really need our community to be involved with our schools. We do have just another place on our website folks can sign in to volunteer. Some folks have a particular tie to a school. Obviously, as parents, you know, they have a kid, and that's what happens a lot. They get plugged in there in certain areas. When springtime rolls around, there's always a need for test proctors in terms of monitoring. But yes, there is a they can go to our website, go to volunteer. Christina Rigdon's our person that actually get processed through and can get them pointed the right direction.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, and always happy to have you in to report to the taxpayers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's our Community Connection this morning on AM 1400 K1, talking with school business this morning, and our Community Connection on K1 brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, by First Baptist Church, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move.
Celebrating an anniversary? Call KWON at 336-1001 and tell us or email us at radio@bartlesvilleradio.com, as each morning we announce anniversaries and select one lucky couple to win a